This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
This is the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio, as it is every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11. It's where the Blades take the studio over. And they are on an incredible run in the Premier League, aren't they? Getting that point against Wolves on the weekend. They just keep facing these teams and coming away with the points. What a brilliant season they're having, and what a brilliant show we are having, because I get to talk to James Shield for half an hour in his takeover. It is his takeover. James, this is a 30 minutes I look forward to very much. Sheffield United just seem to be going from strength to strength every week. Not that I'm expecting any different or I'm expecting them to trip up, but you know, there aren't easy games in the Premier League. They've faced all the big sides. They're going to Wolves, who are on a 9-game unbeaten streak, you know, doing well in the Europa League. Sheffield United just continuing to go about their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's turned or what began as a brilliant start to the season is beginning to sort of turn into an excellent season as a whole, isn't it? I mean, of course, there's still an awful long way to go, and you're seeing the Premier League table getting even more sort of squeezed in terms of the gap between sort of the top sides and the bottom sides after the two results tonight. But I don't think there's any, in any way, shape or form, anybody at Bramall Lane at the moment or anybody connected with Sheffield United can be anything other than absolutely delighted with the start they've made to the season.
Yep, still haven't lost away from home. This brilliant away form, not just even the away form, just the brilliant form in the Premier League at the minute, James. But once again, we spoke about Chris Wilder giving his players, maybe not rockets, but, you know, keeping them on their toes. Again, Lees Moussa, I mean, just what a purple patch he is in at the minute.
He is, isn't he? And do you know what? It sounds daft in football to talk about bargains, especially when, you know, somebody like Lees, he costs £10 million. But I really do think with the way that he's playing this season, he's beginning to turn into the bargain of the season. And, you know, he just keeps on getting better and better. And I don't think it's any coincidence that he does that, because he keeps getting challenges put in front of him and he keeps being encouraged to sort of take ownership and responsibility of his own performances. You know, I mean, he's a great finisher. He's showing that. He's showing the form that sort of persuaded Tottenham Hotspur to take a really close look at him before he went to Bournemouth. And I think he's just really reveling in sort of Chris Wilder's man management. I think he's reveling in the style that Sheffield United play. I think that sort of suits him perfectly. And you know what? We were speaking to the manager, you know, clearly before and after that game against Wolves. And I think, you know, Chris Wilder himself put it pretty simply. I think Lees Moussa has just really sort of found his footballing home. And you look at that £10 million that Sheffield United pay for him, which is a big, big number for a club like them, especially, you know, for a newly promoted club. But you've got to say he's got to be worth at least double that now.
Yeah, easy. What an investment Sheffield United made. You spoke about his time in France, and just he feels like he's content now. You know, he's really found his rhythm. He's in his groove in the Premier League. But what did you make of the game on the whole? Wolves, obviously, they had their spells, but so did Sheffield United. You know, they had a chance, especially when they were in the ascendancy. McGoldrick could have scored there. You know, both teams had their chances, but you can look at it like that. You know, Sheffield United could have won that game, but a point at Molineux, and they don't lose a lot of games there, James. This is another brilliant point.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think it goes to show the progress that Sheffield United have made, actually. That Chris Wilder, you know, speaking after a run of three draws, but those draws have been against Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester United, and now Wolves, who are going great guns in the Europa League and have sort of proven pretty adept at claiming some of the biggest scouts in the division since they came up. I think it's really encouraging that, you know, he sort of was speaking after the match and since, and seems pretty sort of almost unsatisfied, really, with the fact that they've only taken 3 points from those games. And that's got to be a really, really good sign. I'll tell you the other thing that really impressed me as well, and this is a sign of sort of the rapid progress that Sheffield United have made. I remember a season and a bit ago going to watch them at Molineux, and it was a Saturday evening game. Wolves were obviously on their way out of the division. They were sort of just beginning to really pull away from the pack in the Championship. And Sheffield United, who had a good season that year and had really adapted well to life back in the Championship after six seasons away, they were barely able to lay a glove on Wolves that evening. And Chris Wilder said so himself afterwards. In fact, you know, I know there was one point when Diogo Jota scored the second of the three goals that Wolves managed to convert that night, that, you know, he said everybody on the Sheffield United bench almost felt like applauding it. You scroll forward 18 months, I think by my sort of back of a fag packet maths, I think it's about 80 games. And you see Sheffield United going into that match now, giving Wolves a real run for their money. And, you know, I think that is just a sign of the sheer progress and the improvements that club have made. And you've got to say, you know, I take nothing away from Wolves when I say this. I genuinely mean it with no disrespect, because you play the hand that you dealt. Sheffield United have done that as well on the back of sort of good coaching, intelligent recruitment, and they haven't had a Chinese conglomerate behind them to sort of fund a major recruitment drive. So they've almost done it the old-fashioned way, the way that the purists really love. And I think that's a great thing to see. But the other good thing as well to come out of that game was just, I think it's really, really encouraging as well. And it's something that hopefully inspire a lot of clubs lower down the divisions to see two teams come out of the Championship and making such a really good fist of things in the top flight.
No, I completely agree. And I think that's why many fans, you know, they've taken Sheffield United to their hearts this Premier League season, almost that second team that they root for. And we speak about how well they're doing this season and similar to Wolves last year and this year. But James, you highlighted it yourself just in that one sentence. You mentioned the last three games, three draws. We're sitting here and we're talking about being disappointed about drawing three games in a row in the Premier League, being unbeaten in those three games again. A little bit gutted there, you know, we could have got points, you know. Who would have maybe said that, you know, apart from the ones who are total belief in at the start of the season, going, you know, still yet to lose an away game, we're in December, and three games unbeaten, albeit three draws, but other Premier League teams, established Premier League teams, cannot beat Sheffield United.
No, that's right, and that's another really, really impressive thing, I think, the way about they've gone about their work this season, is that consistency. Because, you know, that's a difficult thing, enough a thing to sort of achieve if you're an established top flight side. And obviously Sheffield United, they've been out of this division for 12 years. So to be able to come into it and show that level of consistency and not to get these results by sort of any sort of fluke or any sort of accident, you know, they've thoroughly deserved these, and they have competed during these games. And they have been the better team for long periods of these games. I think that's just a great thing. And you made a good point there, Charlie, where you said, you know, I think a lot of sort of, there's no such thing as a neutral fan, obviously, in football, but fans of other clubs who sort of don't particularly have an axe to grind with Sheffield United. I think that's why they've really sort of taken them to their heart, because, you know, what's not to like about a football club that sort of achieves success without spending huge sums of money? Because it almost sort of takes you back to the days, doesn't it, when football was about things like coaching, it was about things like good management, it was about things like hard work and skill and attitude, rather than just simply sort of how much money have you got in the bank and how deep are your pockets. And, you know, listen, I'm sure there's people at Sheffield United who would love to have a little bit more money to spend. But, you know, in the meantime, I think it's just really, really good to see a club doing it sort of almost, for want of a better word, the traditional way. And I think that's something that everybody can sort of really associate with and love.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to say that no one deserves their success. If you win anything, you deserve it. But Sheffield United have done it through hard work, and it sort of makes you root for them and appreciate that little bit of success, that tiny bit more. Big news, obviously, this week, it was the FA Cup draw for the third round. Sheffield United, unbelievably, they wanted to avoid them. They got the hardest tie. AFC Phil, James, just so unlucky. What do you make of that?
Yeah, do you know what? I mean, I was actually quite disappointed that it wasn't away from home, because it would be another another sort of ground to tick off. I mean, Fylde are obviously a good conference club, and it'll be a nice game to watch, actually, because there's a few connections there with Sheffield United. Andy Taylor and Danny Phyllis Kirk used to play for the club when they were in the lower divisions, and they're over there on the northwest coast now. But I actually think this is a really important game for Sheffield United, because, you know, in recent years, and let's take Chris Wilder, the manager, in isolation, there's very little now that he can achieve at Sheffield United, having got them promoted out of League One and then promoted out of the Championship in such a short space of time. There is very little he can achieve now with that club that will outstrip that, other than winning the Premier League title. And you've got to say, you know, that is, as well as they're doing, that's going to be very, very unlikely, unless there's a huge change in the sort of financial circumstances, not only at Bramall Lane, but probably in the Premier League as a whole, or delivering a major trophy. And it's been a long time since Sheffield United one of those. You know, you've got to go all the way back to the 1930s. But, you know, I actually genuinely think that they've got a really, really good chance of making a deep run into this competition. And I think, you know, I know in the past, and early this season, actually, before the EFL Cup ties against Blackburn and Sunderland, sort of we put this question to Chris and a couple of his players, and they sort of laughed off the fact that they could win it. And I get why. They're trying to sort of downplay expectations. But they made the point that perhaps our squad isn't deep enough yet to really sort of, you know, attack honours on two fronts. One of the great things, actually, and I'll give Wolves a lot of credit for this, is that they've shown in the Europa League, where they've got through the knockout stages, or sorry, the group stages, I should say, and by and large, they've used the same team in that as they have in the Premier League, and they're obviously going really well in that at the moment as well. So I think that just goes to show that if you manage your training schedule properly, that, you know, players can sort of compete on two fronts without having the biggest squad. And, you know, success really does breed success, and it goes to show that sort of that old cliche almost about sort of, you know, winning is a habit. It goes to show that there's actually an awful lot of truth in that.
Yeah, absolutely. What are Sheffield United's aims when it comes to the FA Cup? I don't think the form that they've had will change that, but, you know, the aim still will be, even though they're off to a flyer, to stay up this year, you know, not get relegated. But, you know, the FA Cup, always a great chance. Obviously, they're going to take it seriously, but what kind of team will they put out? Will Chris Wilder, will he really go for this cup, James?
I think, you know, I'd be lying if I said it's a priority for the football club this season, because clearly it isn't, and that's going to be, you know, establishing their position and their, you know, in the Premier League and their top flight status. But, you know, I think they will field a strong team, and I think it's really, really important, because, you know, if they go deep into this competition as well, and they manage to progress to the later stages and, you know, hopefully reach the final. You never ever know. They came very close to that as a League One club. But I actually think that's going to have a really good benefit for their performances in the Premier League during the second half of the season, because he will make changes. He's spoken at length in the past about people like Billy Sharp, who's obviously not had as much football as he would like this season, about the need for him to be ready to step in at a moment's notice. People like Richard Stearman as well, and Mo Bezic and Simon Moore, the goalkeeper, who played very recently against Manchester United, but, you know, immediately came out of the side again. He's spoken about the need for them to be ready to step in, and if they're playing games, which they will do in the FA Cup, you know, they can stay as fit as they want on the training ground, but I think by playing competitive football, that will make sure they're match sharp, both in a physical and a psychological sense. So although it might not be a priority for the football club this season, I think there is absolutely no reason why they shouldn't take this seriously, and there's no reason at all why a long run in the tournament shouldn't benefit their results in the league as well. Yeah. I think there's absolutely certain they can do both.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, no disrespect to AFC Field, but it's a great chance for them to progress to that fourth round. Obviously, a later date will cover those games, James. But it is Newcastle next, weirdly on a Thursday because of the Amazon Prime. Then Norwich of the weekend. We're going to be talking about those two games next.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You are listening to the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. Delighted to say I'm still joined by James Shield from the Sheffield Star. It is the Blades takeover. James, two games now for us to look at home to Newcastle on that Thursday. Bit of a weird one there. Then Norwich on the weekend. Sort of an upturn in form for Norwich, drawing with Arsenal, beating Everton. But although it is the Christmas period, it's a busy period, congestive period. The games come thick and fast. Chris Wilder, he may have to rotate here, James.
Yeah, he may well do, and he's raised that sort of possibility twice in the last week or so. So I think that, you know, this is going to be a really sort of fascinating period, because we know Sheffield United's starting 11 is, or preferred starting 11 is good enough to compete consistently at the highest level, and it would just be interesting to see sort of how some of the players who have just been on the periphery of that starting 11 sort of perform if they have to step into the side. And I've got to say, I think there's probably a real likelihood that there will be changes over the course of these two games. As you said, you know, I mean, Newcastle will be a tough one at home on Thursday. Then there's a really quick turnaround going down to Norwich. I mean, obviously, they're going to have to travel down there on the Saturday. So, you know, Friday you would think is going to be a pretty light training day. They'll have to do the majority of the work before they go down to Norfolk on Saturday morning. But the other thing, other than just sort of, you know, maintaining sort of people's physical and sort of mental freshness, is the fact that they've now got three players who are just sort of one caution away from an automatic suspension. And they're three key players as well, John Lundstrom, John Fleck and George Baldock. So, you know, although Chris Wilder has sort of spoken about the fact that he might have to make a couple of unenforced changes, I think there's a distinct possibility over the next couple of games that he's going to have to make some enforced ones as well.
This is a bit of a conspiracy theory, ain't it, James? You know, seemingly players trying to get that suspension around Christmas so they can get the Boxing Day game off. I've heard of this one before. They can't pull the wool over our eyes, can they?
No. I tell you what, I don't think they can pull the wool over coaching staff's eyes now either, can they? I've got a funny feeling if anybody pulled that fast one, I think they'll be coming in for a training session on Christmas Day anyway, whether the rest of the squad are in or not. But, you know, it's joking aside, it's not a team that anybody's going to really sort of want to drop out of at the moment, because there is a lot of competition behind the scenes there, and there are a lot of good players. We mentioned one of them earlier, Mo Bezic. There's another one they brought in from Nottingham Forest at the start of the season, Ben Osborne and Billy Sharp, who I know are pushing really, really hard to get in that side. And, you know, Chris Wilder, if he's shown one thing, it's that if you get in the starting 11 and you deliver a performance, you know, you will be given an opportunity to stake a claim for a more prolonged place in that starting 11.
Yeah, Billy Sharp, obviously players like that push him for a run in the side, and with this rotation over this Christmas period, he may well get a run in the side. And you know what, you have a good run there, you stay there, like what you just said about Chris, he would definitely give you that. It is Newcastle on Thursday. What are you making of them at the minute? Very weird, inconsistent form. What do you make of the game, James?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. It should be sort of quite highly charged, because obviously Steve Bruce, the manager there, is not only a former manager of Sheffield United, but he was, up until he went up to St James's Park, he was manager of Sheffield Wednesday.
He's done them all.
So, you know, that's I'm sure he'll be reminded of that fact as well on Thursday night. But, you know, I think it's going to be a really fascinating game, this one, because Sheffield United have shown that, you know, they enjoy the big occasion, and Newcastle at home is certainly a big occasion, no matter how sort of indifferently that club's doing in the Premier League at the moment. And, you know, Steve Bruce, he just sort of seems to have turned a little bit of a corner at St James's Park, doesn't he? And, you know, you never quite know which Newcastle team's going to turn up. So I think this is going to be a really, really interesting game. I mean, it's going to be a tough game for both sides, but the one thing that makes me think it could be a really interesting and enjoyable one to watch is the fact that I think both clubs will go into it sort of pretty confident that they can take something out of it for very different reasons.
Yeah, it's interesting. We do a Newcastle fan show and they're completely unhappy with the way their club's being run. They're not in love with their manager, the style of football and everything that goes on behind the scenes. And it's complete contrast to where Sheffield United are at the minute. And, you know, two great clubs, but completely, their fans will tell you, a vastly different story there, James. But what is your score prediction for Thursday?
I think there's going to be goals in this one. My score prediction is going to be, because of Sheffield United's sort of pretty strong defence, I know they shipped three against Manchester United recently, but that was a chaotic game. But I think they've got goals in the team with Lees Moussa. I think David McGoldrick's certainly due a goal as well. He deserves a goal. So I'm going to go for Sheffield United 2, Newcastle United 1.
Ooh, he's going for the 3 points. And we've got to do a little future look here. Obviously, we don't know how the game on Thursday will go, but it is Norwich. How do you think this one will play out, James?
I think that's going to be a really interesting one as well because of the quick turnaround. I think, you know, you look at the league table, Sheffield United would go into that thinking that they can win it, but I think depending on how the game against Thursday goes, and how tough that is, I think even though Norwich are struggling at the bottom end of the division, I think if they get a win on Thursday, I don't think they'd be too disappointed to come away from there with a point. But they can certainly go to Carrow Road and win. They've shown that.
Yeah, you mentioned that quick turnaround, but obviously Norwich play tomorrow night, so they get that little extra day on Wolves. They get that little extra day on you, Sheffield United, because they played the day before. So it's going to be, it sort of gives them the advantage, maybe, in terms of those 24 hours, doesn't it, James?
Yeah, it does, and, you know, by the very fact that they're sort of at home as well. Although the results of the two clubs have been quite different this season, I mean, Norwich City have picked up a little bit of late. I think they'll be coming into a bit of confidence. And there wasn't a great deal between the two sides in the Championship last season. So yeah, as confident as Sheffield United will be, Norwich will also look at this game and think, do you know what, we can maybe pick up points in this ourselves. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a draw in that match, which might not sort of satisfy either side too much, but I think in the grand scheme of things probably wouldn't be a bad result for either.
Yeah, because it would mean that away run continues, and we don't know, obviously, we are looking towards it, but if Norwich get a result tomorrow night, they're really going to have the wind beneath them, you know, beating Everton, drawing with Arsenal, getting a result tomorrow, then they go into the game with you lot on Sunday and they've got that confidence, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Football changes really quickly, doesn't it? A couple of weeks back you would have said that this was an away banker, and that's probably changed a little bit sort of recently. And there's a nice little bit of sort of, I wouldn't say sort of rivalry, but there's a nice little bit of needle between the two clubs after their sort of battle in the Championship, over the past 2 years as well, which will just bring a little bit of an edge to it. And it possibly will be a difficult one to predict because, you know, certainly Sheffield United, I would anticipate having to make a couple of changes down there for different reasons. But as you say, you know, if they can keep that unbeaten away run going, which, you know, I mean, stretches beyond the Premier League season, it goes all the way back to January. Swansea City were the last team to beat Sheffield United away from home. I think they'll be privately pretty pleased with that.
Well, James, if I was looking forward to the game already on the weekend, the two games, I'm looking forward to it more now than there's a bit of needle. I always love a bit of conflict in the games, and it means there's so much more for us to talk about every Tuesday. James, always a pleasure to hear from you and having you on the show. You are the show. James Shield there from the Sheffield Star. Just a delight. His insight into the club is so great. Please check out his articles and continue to listen to this show. Up next, though, on Love Sport Radio, we always do it, don't we? Your team, your voice right here. It is the best of you. Not going to want to miss that, and you can catch the Sheffield United fan show every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.